Hi everyone, I'm Bella DeBall, one of the co-MCs at this year's Queen of the Desert Pageant Benefiting Desert AIDS Project, coming Wednesday, May 27th at the Renaissance Hotel. At the second annual Queen of the Desert Pageant, celebrity judges and all of you fabulous people in the audience will be checking out all the contestants from bottom to top, checking out their legs, their heels, their jewelry, their hairdo, their makeup, their entertainment, their talent, their singing, their dancing, everything. Be sure to come to the Desert AIDS Project Queen of the Desert Pageant, the Renaissance Hotel, Wednesday, May 27th. Dress up, be fabulous. It's Palm Springs, don't you know?
Prepare yourself for a snowstorm of global proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's gadio.
Good morning, everyone. It's May 20th, 2015 at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and in this episode, I'm previewing the second annual Queen of the Desert SoCal Lip Sync Competition benefiting Desert AIDS Project. It takes place Wednesday, May 27th, 2015 at the Palm Springs Renaissance Hotel, emceed by the fabulous Bella DeBall and Ethelina Khan, and featuring a special performance from the 2014 Queen of the Desert Champagne Showers. Celebrity judges include Raymundo Baltazar, Maude Chapeau, and Dottie Dubois, Les Dames du Soleil, Stephen Henke, and Stephen Michael, and contestants include Jasmine Simone Echelon, Miss Lola, Faye Beyonce, Melissa Stratman, Crystal Champagne, and Jayla D. Fox. It's a big show. I have some of these people coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
I want to give a big shout-out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear their commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the Advertisers link in the main sub-menu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival. Voted best of the Valley thrift store. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, On with the Snow, a show celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
I'm ready for my close-up, and so are my guests. I'm really excited. The good news is that the second annual Queen of the Desert SoCal Lip Sync Competition benefiting Desert AIDS Project is coming up Wednesday, May 27th, 2015. The bad news is that as of last night, there were only 50 tickets left, so you need to go to desertaidsproject.org right away. If you happen to be hearing this episode after the event, it's an annual event, so desertaidsproject.org is where you want to go. Now, coming up in just a few minutes, I'm going to be welcoming J.P. Allen and Kelly Coe from the Desert AIDS Project, Maude Chapeau and Ethelina Kahn, fabulous divas who are giving their time and talent to the event. But first, let's meet all the contestants.
Hi, I'm Dottie Dubois.
And I'm Maude Chapeau. And of course, we are La Dame du Soleil. Dottie, have you noticed the calla lilies are in bloom again?
Well, they certainly are. And you know what that means, Maude?
It means the second annual Queen of the Desert contest is coming up. And you'll want to be there. There's going to be fabulous drag queens doing fabulous numbers and truly fabulous judges.
And I will be passing judgment that night.
Hello, darling. I'm Crystal Champagne. I'm one of 6 contestants performing at the Renaissance Hotel supporting the Desert AIDS Project. I am known for being the Lady of Distinction. Like Adam Lambert, I am here for your entertainment.
My name is Beyoncé, and I'm here to be crowned Miss Queen of the Desert. Everybody knows that I'm the Latina of the Desert. Everybody should vote for me because I'm in this for a very positive reason. It has nothing to do with me gaining anything from it. It has to do with others gaining from this. That's my whole purpose of competing in this competition.
My name is Jayla D. Fox, and I am ready to perform, to entertain, and have a day old time. I am known for my cookiness. I'm definitely campy and crazy and full of comedy, so of course you're going to want to vote for me as your fan favorite. You are cordially invited to attend the second annual Miss Queen of the Desert pageant.
I am Jasmine Simone, and I am one of 6 competitors for Queen of the Desert. I'm most known for my high-energy dance numbers, but I can also give a little elegance. I am new, fresh. I'm extremely talented. I could give a lot.
Hi, my name's Lola, and I'm contestant number 5 for Queen of the Desert. You should vote for me because not only have I been a client of the Desert AIDS Project for 10 years, I just love the organization and all that they do for our community. Please come to the Desert AIDS Project Queen of the Desert pageant on May 27th.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Melissa Stratman, and I'm one of the contestants for the Queen of the Desert pageant. I've been entertaining for 33 years, and with the background and experience that I have, I think I can sure do a good job for the Desert AIDS Project. I want you to come to the Renaissance Hotel May 27th to see the Queen of the Desert pageant, because that's what we're here to do, is to raise money for Desert AIDS Project.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ethelina Kahn, and I'm one of your legendary co-hosts for this year's Queen of the Desert. I am so excited to be hosting with Bella Duval, and I'm thrilled to be a part of the second annual Queen of the Desert pageant. The evening gowns and the comedy numbers and the dance numbers. And I know all of these ladies personally, and I'm so excited they're all here and they're all donating their time and effort and money to the DAP. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope to see all of you at this year's Queen of the Desert pageant at the Renaissance Hotel, May 27th, 6 p.m. to come and support all these wonderful girls who are raising money for a much-needed cause that goes all to the DAP.
So this is probably one of the few episodes of my show where I'm not the biggest queen in the episode. And I say that with great love because it takes big queens with enormous personalities to pull off something like Queen of the Desert. And without further ado, I'm going to bring my four guests into the studio. First of all, Ethelina Kane, welcome.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And Maude Chapeau, welcome.
Good morning, Nicholas. Nice to talk with you.
Thank you. And J.P. Allen, how's it going?
Really great. Thank you, Nicholas, for having us.
Oh, listen, my pleasure. And last but not least, Kelly Coe. Hey, Kelly, how's it going?
Hey, Nicholas, it's great. How are you?
I'm great. Well, thank you all for taking your time to call in and give us more info about the event. Let me start with you, Kelly, because I understand that the event is almost sold out.
It is. We have 50 tickets left as of this morning.
And where's the best place for people to go online to find tickets?
DesertAidsProject.org.
Okay, great. So I gave out the right address. And JP, why don't you talk about what goes into creating an event like this and why it's important?
Well, this is one of our more popular events. We have several signature events, and we're anticipating over 600 guests. It's our event that kind of wraps up the season and gets us ready for the summer. It's really a spinoff from the grand success we've had with La Danse du Soleil and Maude and Dottie. And we were really honored to have them host the show last year. This year we have Ethelina and Bella hosting the show, and Dottie and Maude are judges this year. And we've just really invited the drag community and the local bars to participate in the event. And they've all signed up, and we have six amazing contestants. And they've all done a really fantastic job in the social media, putting together these little video campaigns that has really put the show over the top. And we're just so excited and pleased with the response so far.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. And Maude Chapeau, you should be celebrated forever. I know that you and Dottie have a wonderful waiting room at Desert AIDS Project that's been custom designed in honor of over $1 million that you raised for Desert AIDS Project. So kudos to you.
We are so proud of that room. We can't say enough. We hope the clients enjoy it and know what it's there for. It's for them. So,
well, I'm a grateful client of Desert AIDS Project, and I love to be able to look at your fabulous photos when I'm waiting to see my doctor. So I'm one of the clients that benefit.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much.
Tell me a little bit, for people that don't know, give us a little bit of the history about La Dame du Soleil.
Well, actually, this show is the beginning of our third decade. If we go on 10 more years, because we've already done two decades of fundraising for AIDS charities here in the desert, this is such a community that we can all be so proud of. They give, and then they give more. And as everyone knows, I want those 50 tickets sold because I personally perform best in a sold-out crowd.
Well, of course you do, but you're going to look fabulous. You're going to look fabulous no matter what. Last but not least, Ethelina, I'm so glad you're finally on the show.
Me too. It's a long time coming, but I'm thrilled to be here.
So, tell me in your own words, who is Ethelina Kane?
Well, you know, Ethelina Kane is a consummate performer who has, been performing all over the state of California for many years and have finally decided to call Palm Springs my little home, and I absolutely love it here. And I was a contestant in the pageant last year, and I had such a wonderful time that I thought I would see if I could come back and co-host this year with Bella DeBall, and I'm so happy that the Desert AIDS Project has allowed me to do so.
Fantastic. And tell us, as the co-host, I imagine you know a lot about the rundown. What would you like to reveal about the show?
Well, you know, the numbers are going to be very exciting because the girls, of course, have to give us a comedy number, And then they also have to do a high energy number, and I think that's going to be nice to see the two different varieties from each of the performers. And I've also heard that there are going to be some very hunky trophy boys assisting us on stage, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, what would the show be without hunky trophy boys? I'm all in for that. I'd like to go back to JP and Kelly, and I'd love for you to each provide an important perspective about why Desert AIDS Project services are so invaluable to the community. Let's start with you, Kelly.
Desert AIDS Project is important to the community because we just embrace our community here. We're coming off of one of our big events, Dining Out for Life, and raised over $175,000. Our community supports Desert AIDS Project. We're just happy to do Queen of the Desert and be able to do it again this year.
Love that. And JP, what would you like to say about Desert AIDS Project?
I'm so proud of the community that we live in. To have the breadth of all the services that we have at DAP, from the medical clinic to the dental to the food and the housing and everything that we do, for a community this size to have such a wonderful resource for people with HIV and AIDS, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And over and over, we have people who tour the facility every week who are just really, you know, inspired by what they see here. And, you know, it's something to be very, very proud of. We have thousands of supporters and who come out and help us in a variety of ways, whether they're volunteering at our clinic or helping us out at the events or you know, it's just really a very special place, and I think when you walk in the door, you feel it. And whether you're a client or you're a supporter or a family member or something, it's a place where you can come and get the support that you need. And it's a joy to work here. It really is. There's really nothing like it.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm going to give each of you the opportunity to say whatever you would like to about the event and Desert AIDS Project and your own volunteerism after this.
I'm Steve Henke with Desert Sun Media Group, and DAP called and asked if I would be a celebrity judge for this year's Queen of the Desert. I think the best queen has a lot of heart, a lot of talent, but best of all, a sense of humor that makes other people feel included and welcomed in our community. I heard last year the judges left really big shoes to fill.
I'm Stephen Michael. I am the choreographer and I'm also a judge for the Queen of the Desert pageant for 2015, happening at Renaissance Hotel here in Palm Springs, May 27th, and we're looking for a good time. There's six contestants, and they're really ready to have a great time and show you what they're made of and how they can represent the DAP Desert AIDS Project as well as Palm Springs. If you haven't gotten your tickets, I encourage you to do so, and we will see you May 27th at the Renaissance Hotel. Thanks.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, A Living Powerfully with HIV Memoir, called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's Gadio.
Who will be crowned Queen of the Desert? Will it be Jasmine Simone Echelon, Miss Lola, Faye Beyonce, Melissa Stratman, Champagne, or Jayla D. Fox? The suspense is killing me. You know, one of the things that I want to point out to the listeners as I welcome back all of our guests is that people who are attending have a lot to do with who wins. So, Ethelina, because you've been a competitor and you're now in the co-host, talk about how the competitors are judged and the fundraising component of the evening. And Maude, you're welcome to jump in here too, but let's start with Ethelina.
Well, there are specific categories, and this year all of the contestants will be getting an award, whether it be for highest heels or best makeup or most fantastic outfit. But the audience, when they come, the great thing they get to do is they get to vote for their fan favorite, because that will be awarded to someone. And you can pledge anywhere from $5 to $500 for whichever contestant that you love the most. And at the end of the night, we will be letting people know who won the coveted award of fan favorite.
Fantastic. And Maude, you're one of the judges, along with Dottie and others, Raimundo Baltazar from... What was his,
Project Runway.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. I knew. Yeah, Project Runway.
Oh,
so,
he's
so Maude,
man.
What are you looking for as you judge the contestants?
Well, I don't want to reveal that at the moment.
Ah, very good. You're holding your cards close.
I want it fresh for the evening. This is a show. This is a local show. It's without big stars, but it's going to have a room full of people with big hearts. It's affordable. It's fun. I guarantee anyone coming to this show will have fun. And, of course, it's for such a wonderful cause.
I couldn't agree more. So
it's just going to be so much fun.
I look forward to it. JP and Kelly, what would you like to add that we might not have addressed so far about the event?
I think one thing is we have an amazing silent auction also that will be featured at the event. It's been greatly expanded this year. So during the cocktail reception, which is from 6 to 7 o'clock that night, please mosey on over to the silent auction. There's Kelly, how many items do we have now? There's 21? Kelly, are you still there?
We have 21 items. We have everything from a trip to Sedona to Trio gift cards to brush salon baskets, tickets to shows at Copa. We have a variety of stuff this year.
Fantastic. I want to thank all of you for being on the show, especially JP and Kelly that work with Desert AIDS Project year-round. Appreciate everything you do for me and all the other clients. I wanted to conclude with questions to Ethelina and Maud about what it takes for the performers, this type of performer, all the work that it takes, and what goes into preparing for the show. But JP and Kelly, do you have any final remarks?
Just really appreciate all that you do, Nicholas. Thank you so much. And we have tickets. We have some tickets available in all three categories. I would encourage everyone to either call or go online and purchase them the next couple of days, because I anticipate us cutting off sales in the next few days. So,
okay, thank you, P and Kelly.
You can also go ahead and go online at DesertAidsProject.org and vote for your favorite queen now. You don't have to wait till the evening of.
Okay, that's fantastic. DesertAidsProject.org. So, Maud, you've been doing this longer than Ethelina by virtue of your seniority. Why don't you talk about the time and the energy and investment that it takes to master your art?
Oh, time and energy and cost. It doesn't matter when you're on stage. My whole perception of performing is not throwing up, getting on stage, and knowing that, that audience is going to love you whatever you do. Because you're on stage, and they just want to see that. I have never been let down by an audience. It's just so wonderful. It's so wonderful. So whatever it costs, whatever it takes, these girls are going to get up there. They're going to perform for us, and it's going to be wonderful.
It's one of my favorite events.
They have the courage. They have the courage to do it. So,
Maud, you're wonderful and courageous. Maud, you're wonderful and courageous, and give my love to Dottie, and I look forward to seeing you at the event.
Thank you so much, Nicholas.
You're welcome. And Ethelina, so yes. I saw you perform recently, and I've seen you perform many times, but I was just blown away. I mean, you became someone else, and I just commend you for your... the high level of your art form. But what would what would you like to say about what goes into it?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, these girls are going to be bringing their A game, and you know, they've all had to come up with $1,000 just to enter this contest, and some of them, you know, have found sponsors, certain bars to help them, but some of them are actually pooling money from friends and family to reach that $1,000 mark, and I think that's so amazing that they're giving their time and their energy and, you know, all for such a great cause. And, you know, I've heard that there might be some backup dancers in some of their numbers, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all of them. I know them all personally, and it's going to be just a fantastic, fun night.
Well, thank you to everyone for being on the show today. And, Ethelina, congratulations.
Thank you.
And that will conclude. I just want to remind everyone, go to DesertAidsProject.org. For tickets. If you happen to listen to this episode after it is sold out, then remember this is an annual event and DAP is always doing really great events. Also, if you don't know your HIV status, it's time to get tested. Get tested. CoachellaValley.org is a place where you can find testing resources throughout the Coachella Valley. But my audience is worldwide, so seek out testing opportunities in your community. And you can share this episode virally on your social networks between now and the event, Wednesday, May 27th, 2015, at the Palm Springs Renaissance Hotel. And remember, go to DesertAidsProject.org for tickets. Thanks again to all my guests, and I'll see you all next time.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. That's YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.